LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight. We want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday night. And I want to remind you that our August seminars are coming up. August seminar for our Monday show in Los Angeles and our Wednesday show in Orange County. You can go to our website, www.drpatallen.com, to find out more. So Wednesday is actually the first Wednesday of the week is going to be first in the month of August. And let me check that, double check the date for you guys. Where are we? Yes, Monday and Wednesday show. Monday is August 7th and Newport Beach is going to be Wednesday, August 2nd. So the first Wednesday is the first show in Newport. And our LA seminar at the Marriott, Monday, August 7th. So you want to be there because it's a wonderful show. And tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about our Life Script class. And we're going to be talking about the fact that if you want to do a one-on-one with Dr. Allen, you can do that Life Script class, or actually a Life Script reading, over the phone with a 1 hour private appointment, which is so exciting and it's so valuable. Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
I know that and I love it. I love it.
So
I want to help people love one another.
That's awesome. So, you know, one of the classes that I get a lot of questions about is that Life Script class. And
oh, that's so true.
The Life Script class in the group setting is really valuable. And Dr. Allen, can you tell me why that group setting for this Life Script class is so valuable?
Because they've done research to prove that when you observe other people growing in front of you, you absorb it cleaner than the person that's experiencing it, because the experience is anxiety producing, which is good for rewiring the brain. And being in the audience, observing it, is without the anxiety, but with the empathy and the sympathy and the apathy and the every feeling you have. So it's a small group of six people. The ideal group is eight people, but I've set it up for six in my office, and that's fine. And they each get 45 minutes to sit on the hot seat with me, and we go over their script. You know, what are their parental injunctions? Don't do this and don't do that. And their counter injunctions, do this, do that, which very often conflict with each other and cause people like me, who are licensed as a marriage, family, child therapist, to feed back what the confusion is.
Do you find ever that there's a level of shyness? And if there is, does that seem to disappear or dissipate after somebody else has gone first?
You're not kidding. Because it's so funny when they come in and they sign up for the board. First come, first serve. The first one in gets to pick their seat, gets to pick their spot on the work thing. We do it from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and we also give CEU credits to marriage family therapists and social workers, people who need these credits to keep their license. So we do it for 7 hours, including lunch, and we they learn from each other. It's awesome.
That's amazing, because those CEU hours are very valuable for people that are in the industry. Yet the class is so amazing because you really take people through the process, and you don't have to be somebody in the industry that you're in to be enriched.
No, for human beings that have not gotten permission to be themselves, to think for themselves, to feel their feelings, and to share them. That's what Eric Burns said. Our script messages limit us from being what God created. When you do your script, you become conscious of the inhibitions that have been laid on you by your family, your culture, your religion, your next door neighbors, your grandma, grandpa, whoever. Whoever can lay a shit on you basically can mold you into not being you. Don't be, don't feel, don't think, don't share. Those are the four scary deals.
Yes, yes. That's funny that you say that, because my dad was always the kind of person that would share, you know, and talk and express. And my mother was the kind of person that would say, don't make waves. Don't make waves.
You right. know,
don't make waves. Don't cause a problem.
That's right.
And
we're all scripted. And I want to remind everybody, Claude Steiner, who was a wonderful protege of Eric Burns and died recently, wrote a book, Scripts People Live, which goes into more of the details. But what we do is we get into 22 or 3 questions that bring out what you were molded to be and not be.
So valuable. This class is so valuable, everybody. I want you to know, I've done this with Dr. Allen. I had the privilege to do it during a webinar that her and I produced together. And it was really amazing. It was an amazing experience. And it had a great effect for me and on me. So I highly encourage you to consider this. And if you can't come to the class, which is limited in Orange County, I really encourage you to looking into getting a private appointment with Dr. Allen. It's a 1-hour appointment. You will do your live script. She will read your live script, and it will be an experience that you will not forget. I guarantee it.
And you can take a number of these script classes, because each one will unravel more and more of your script. I have a person that's going into their 6th script reading.
Well, I really see it as a stairway to self-actualization and understanding
yes.
yourself. And that's what we aim for. That's what you know, our steps in life are. So go to the website. It's www.oneistore.com. You can see the classes that we have coming up. Our script class is one of them. We also have a Getting to I Do class, which is fabulous. If you are looking to really learn about how to communicate in relationships, after script, we have Want Training. Wonderful.
Now, stop right here. Want Training is where you plan your new life. Want, who do I want to be? What do I want to be? Want Training is the second, needs to follow the script class.
Exactly.
Really effective.
And it really gives you the communication tools that you
yes.
are famous for.
Yes, yes.
Those
yes.
communication tools are so valuable. So I really encourage you to go to www.oneistore.com. And if you want to find out about our Monday and Wednesday night shows, you can find that at www.drpatallen.com. And I think, Dr. Allen, that we have some calls.
Let's do it.
Let's see. I'm going to tell our switchboard that we are ready to hear from people. And it looks like we have a call coming in right now.
Hello.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question?
I do. My fiance in the past has a bit of a spending problem, and put himself in debt, and was honest to me about the last year and how that happened, which I also saw unfold because we've been together 5 years. Then we were getting married in September, so the wedding we paid cash. So for the last year, he hasn't been able to spend a dime because it's all gone to the wedding. So now the wedding's paid for, and I'm very nervous that he's going to fall back into his patterns, and I don't know how to deal with the anxiety and then how to talk to him. I did try to express just that I was fearful, but that, he just keeps saying, trust me, I won't do it to us. I won't do this to us again. And we're kind of right now in this weird space, and it doesn't feel good, and I don't know what to do.
I'll tell you what to do. It's already been set up.
Okay.
I always recommend that either before you're engaged or before you're married, that you go through time, space, money, and play, and money being a major, major category. What would be wrong if you and he and I got on the phone and negotiated a deal in which perhaps you would be the controller of the bank account?
Well, I actually am. He has
put me in
charge.
Well, then why can't we get him to vote you into office?
Well, no. He loves that I am the accountant because he says ever since I've been the accountant.
No, it's not accounting.
Oh,
it's controlling.
Okay.
The controller is a person who basically controls the money in the business, in the family, because the family is a business when you're married.
Right. Well, so for instance, there's a large sum of money, not large, but we got a good check and there's some extra money. And I really feel like, whatever, I'll just throw numbers out. 2,000 should go into savings and 1,000 should go into his
business
account.
Wait a minute, you haven't been voted into office yet.
Well, kind of. I think we've already had the discussion that I would be the one that manages the money.
I want you to say to him, honey, I don't know whatever his name is. What is his name?
Carlos.
Who?
Carlos.
Carlo, I want to talk to you about our financial situation before we marry. When would it be convenient for you to listen to me? Hopefully today. What would he say to that?
Okay. Yeah, he would be open.
I want to suggest that I be the controller for our budget for the first 6 months of our marriage.
Okay.
We
he
design
told me that
our
this
budget.
Morning.
What?
He told me that this morning. He goes, I want you to control everything. I want you to do it. He goes, I don't want any problems when it comes to money between us. He goes, I just want you to be open and soft and with me. And if it has to do with money, you just do everything to get there.
Put it in writing and both of you sign it.
Okay. Well, doesn't mess with the whole feminine thing and me following his lead?
Wait a minute. Who asked you to do it? He did.
Oh, yes, he did.
That's his idea. Whatever your man asks you to do, if you don't have to call the police, the doctor, the lawyer, you do it. But I'm going to show you now the details of doing it. The budget items, that's the rent, the food, the car payments, the this, the that, the whatever. You see, does he pay his car bill? Do you pay your car?
No, I pay everything. I pay everything.
If you do everything, I want you to get a good business system for you. Do you do computer?
Yeah, I do spreadsheets, Excel, and most of my banking's online. So I have a pretty good system.
Would you please consider this an appointment from your boss husband who's telling you that he wants to give you the responsibility of watching how the money is used for both of your sake. And he asked you to do that, but I want you to do it in details that allow you to open the books the first week of every month and go over bills and go over payments so that your partnership in the details.
So could I give an example?
Secrets.
Yeah, no, I show him spreadsheets every week to let him know where his business account is, where our personal money
okay,
is, where
weekly,
our savings is.
Weekly.
Okay. He loves it. He says he's never experienced money like this before.
Then why don't you just fall into line with it?
Well, because there was $3,000 extra, and in my mind, I thought we should save $2,000 in the business savings because he, you know, there's a lot of repairs in his industry, and $1,000 should.
What separates that money from the rest of the money? You control all the money.
Well,
all
okay,
I
so
want
then
you
I
to do is report to him.
No, she does report to him, but something happened to this money, I think. So what happened to the money? What did he do with the money that upset you? If you're in control of the money, how did he do it? Hello, caller. Oh, we've lost our caller. Okay. Maybe she, her call dropped, Dr. Allen. I'm sure she's probably going to dial us back.
Hello?
Hi, there you
Hi.
Are. I think we've
oh,
lost
great.
Dr. Allen. So
Hello?
We're probably, oh, there she is. Okay, great. So I think what you're saying is some money came in and you
yes.
had an idea about what to do with that money, but
and
he did something else.
He had a different
else.
Idea. Exactly.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. He said, oh, can you just put all $3,000 into my business account, which is kind of like a this weird spending account for him, you know,
You what? Have to decide if you want to do that. These are the issues that have to be discussed before you legally marry him. And it's got to be in writing, and both of you have to sign it. And I want to remind you, the New York Times newspaper had a huge article, and it said, so you're in love, sign on a dotted line. The message that I've been teaching is creeping out there, or there are other Pat Allens doing it. I haven't met any yet, so we'll see. Anyway,
but in this role that you know he's designated to me that we're talking about, if I have an idea about how the money, $2,000 to savings, $1,000 to spending, but he says no, put the $3,000 in my spending, and doesn't really clarify why. What do I do? Do I just say okay?
You say, then you want. I'm not comfortable giving up my job for 6 months. You can have the job in 6 months.
Okay. Well, I told him, I don't feel comfortable. I don't think that that's a good idea. I think that our goal is to save.
But did you tell him that he had a right to ask for that?
I did. I said, if this is
right.
I did. I said, I don't want to disrespect your idea, but I feel that, with our goals,
there is no feeling called that. I am not comfortable not having the decision to make with this money.
Okay. I mean, but he was pretty adamant. His argument was just put it in that personal spending. If you're afraid I'm going to spend it, I'm not going to. What's the difference between having it in savings?
I do not want to be in the anxiety of anticipating failure. It's too big a scare for me. I'd rather not get legally married if that's what you want.
All right.
Look, you have to draw the line in the sand or the water or the snow, whatever. You have to do it because he's already demonstrated that he has an issue. An issue.
Yeah.
Is he an alpha?
Yes.
Is he a smart, sensitive man?
Absolutely. Left-handed, too.
Oh, God. That means that his thinking and feelings meld together, and they can really be confusing. You have a contract to be the controller for your company called marriage, and you're not going to leave out a section of it unless you don't legally marry him.
Okay.
Please don't let him betray the marriage by taking your job away when he's the one that gave it to you.
Okay.
Are you ready to put your relationship on the line?
I'm not really. I mean, I don't want to threaten with, like, not getting married. I think we've
You're not we've threatening been... him. You're telling him the price tag for firing you. There's three things on the planet that we get addicted to.
Yes.
One is the dopamine created by sex. The second is the dopamine created by money.
Okay.
And the third is the dopamine either bought on the street in cocaine or made in our bodies so that we crave the excitement.
Okay, so I'll have to revisit this with him because we kind of settled it where I just said, fine, keep it in the personal and, you know, don't spend it, or I don't know. I just didn't say anything because I don't know what else to do. I mean, he said, do whatever you want as long as you're happy. That was his last comment to me.
You know what? And that's exactly what I want. I will be happy. Now he's got to get pocket change for his lunches and stuff. So you people have to decide what is his personal money. How much?
Yeah, I thought $1,000, you know, was good. I mean, I do have to say, I may not be thinking too logically because he does have a business, and I forget that there's just costs, you know, miscellaneous costs.
Who said that when you're a partner of his legally and his wife, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You want to be as much input in the business deal as you do in your business at home.
Okay. Oh, it just feels so masculine. I'm so used to, you know, being in the feminine and really, you know, practicing all the principles.
I got news for you.
So this feels so different.
He asked you to do it, dear.
Okay, I have to remember that. You're right. You're right.
You better remember that.
Okay, I will. Can I ask one more question?
Another question?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So he, you know, we make love a lot, and he has a very high sex drive. And recently, there's some changes to his business, and he sold something, and he's buying a new one. And there's, you know, money income wasn't coming in for a month, and some of his decisions are a little bit reckless. And I got a little scared. And he says that in the last, you know, couple times, I haven't been as responsive sexually. And I told him I'm just a little nervous. I got a lot on my mind, and he just seems really upset by it, but he does, you know, want to make love like at least four or five times a week. And sometimes I feel like I just need a day in between to kind of get that desire back. And it is the money thing that's kind of thrown me off because I don't feel as open.
I understand that. There's two big problems on the planet, money and sex. Got it?
Okay. Yeah.
Those are the two that produce the most dopamine and create the most negative and positive excitement. So either he's running his business and you're only handling the money at home, or you're doing both. Would you prefer turning his business over to him and letting him do his business, even if it goes down? Because nature will teach him if he makes a mistake.
No, I don't want to have that experience. I don't want to. And he wants me so badly to do it. He really thinks, you know, I'm good at it, and he likes just working and not having to worry about the other person.
Wait a minute. Do you understand? You just told me he wasn't happy with you running his money from the business. Now, either you're going to be full blank in charge, or you're going to be only the money that comes home. Which do you feel comfortable with?
Both.
Then you better tell him that, and I strongly recommend that you have a wedding that's not legal.
What do you mean a wedding that's
I do weddings for people that cannot afford to be legally bound together. She lose her child support or some dumb thing.
No, the wedding's already paid for.
No, you don't understand. The wedding is not taking place until you sign your name. You are not legally responsible for his, unless you're in a common law state. Where are you living?
California.
Okay, it's not a common law state. Colorado is. In Colorado, okay. If you sign into a hotel as Mr. and Mrs., you're married.
Okay.
And you have to get a divorce, and you may get a divorce. Common law states. Therefore, if you want to be the comptroller, not the accountant, that's just the numbers keeper. If you want to be the comptroller, which is like a minor GPA, you know,
yes.
Then you better stand up for yourself and say, I want to be in charge of how the money we make, where it goes, at least for 6 months. I want to renegotiate it in 6 months after we're married.
Okay.
Thanks, caller.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to suggest, again, I'm just going to interject, maybe a couples class, which Pat Allen does, would be a great thing for that couple. So we shall see. Hi, caller. How are you? You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen. I'm very well, thank you.
Hey, Seattle. What's up?
The rain.
Not recently, huh?
No, it's pretty good. It's been very warm in the last few weeks, but today it got a little gray again.
Yeah, I'm out here in Grace Harbor, and we are sunny and clear skies in this part of the state.
Perfect. Sounds perfect.
So it looks like we've dropped Dr. Allen, so we're going to just chit-chat for a minute and wait for her to come back. And I don't know what's going on. We're having a little bit of technical issues today. So do you have interesting news for us this time?
Hello.
There she is. Hello. Hey, Dr. Allen. Guess who we have on the line? We have Seattle on the line.
Who?
Seattle.
Your permanent fixture for the show.
Oh, Seattle. Oh, that's you and your Seattle. Yeah, that doesn't feel like mine. It feels like yours, Kelly.
Oh, no, she's yours all the way. I'm just here to play with you. So, hey, what's your question?
You know, my question is this. 2 weeks ago, I called and asked Dr. Allen to analyze a recurring dream that I had. And since I did that, my subconscious went crazy. Now I see it every other day. So my dream was that I keep seeing male celebrities in my dreams. And I just used to talk to them in my dreams, and then that day when I called you, that same night, I had a dream of three male celebrities, and I was making out with all of them. And then I keep seeing that every two, 3 days. And then last night, I knew I was going to call you and ask this again. And last night, I had a dream that I was at the Oscars party with obscene amounts of them. So you told me that I should take better care of myself. I've got massages. I have some back pains that I'm definitely dealing with. Maybe there's something else there because it keeps happening and it's like it's getting kind of more and more intense.
What are you doing with men in your real life, not in your fantasy life?
Do you have a boyfriend? Just dating. Yes, I have a boyfriend. I'm just dating this one guy, the chicken soup. And
Is this man someone you respect and admire?
Yes, he does have some issues. We've talked about this before.
What I'm sensing is that you are dreaming of the parts of him that are missing. If you don't respect him, your subconscious is trying to compensate.
Interesting. Well,
yeah,
I'm,
really.
I'm feeling...
If you... Look, for a woman, she must respect the man she's with. That doesn't mean he has to be rich and powerful. He just has to have sense of humor the way she likes it, the way he treats waitresses. We never know, like, for example, an artistic man who may not make a lot of money may still be very respected by his woman because he's creative, because he's funny. Do you, is this man your future husband or not?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That
I,
means
I'm feeling
no. Do you know what you're dreaming of? You're
no,
dreaming of men that you would look up to. That's what you're dreaming of.
Well, I mean, like, marrying an actor
is
no
selling
way
out?
In any of a dream.
Why are you selling out?
You think I'm selling? Well, I'm practicing my good tools that I learned from you.
Wait a minute. Then I want to let you know that your subconscious is practicing having the right man.
Ah.
So you're not duty...
You're not the last time I talked to you. What?
So you're not duty dating any at all? You're just dating one man?
I'm just dating him, yes. But so, and I thought
but
we were going
to
break
listen
up...
Listen to what she's saying. Duty dating one man. What does Pat Allen say? If you don't have respect and chemistry... See, women can't have chemistry... For men, they don't respect, honest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say, if you've dated him 3 times and you don't have chemistry, tell him, it's been really nice dating you, but I don't have the right chemistry for you, and I don't want to use you as a duty date, and I don't want to lead you on.
But I thought I did have chemistry with him. Lately, the only thing that's been very much bothering me is he's had several DUIs, and he was at the threat of basically going to jail this past Monday, or he thought he didn't. But 3 months from now, he has a court date where they will decide if he's going to go to jail. So I can't really, I'm getting a lot of anxiety about it because he's unstable.
Your subconscious is telling me to tell you you're dreaming of a man you look up to that compensates for the man you've got. Why are you with him?
I thought I liked him. I mean, I do like him. I very much enjoy my time with him. Am I madly, madly in love? Probably not. I don't know anymore.
Guess what? You know what's an interesting thing? When I deal with sex addicts or I deal with alcoholics or I deal with eaters and they're trying to do things right, they dream of eating, having sex, just like you're dreaming, as it's almost as if the subconscious is giving them what I call free parties.
Mm.
You're having free parties in your sleep to compensate for the disrespect you feel and the sadness you feel at the problems that your man has.
That's probably true. It's not even the disrespect. It's frustration. He's got so much resources and so much, and he's just...
Listen, frustration ends up in disrespect. So I'm going to give you permission to call him your boyfriend, your duty date. But boy, don't sign any legal papers.
No, I won't.
And dream away as a compensation. You know, men are not built to be monogamous. Yes or no? Yes? No.
Yes, it's true.
Men are not built.
Monogamous.
You know how they compensate? They're porn shows. And their dream life. You are compensating for your lack of respect and your anxiety over your boyfriend by dreaming of better men.
I see. You know, sometimes I also feel why I'm with him is because it's actually, even though this is confusing, but it's a much better relationship than what I had before with a married guy. At least here it's healthy. There's no lying. Nobody, you know.
Then would you please enjoy your dream life and stop calling about your dream life? Because your dream life are your free parties to make up for his deficits.
Okay, so in like the best case scenario, would you recommend that I start dating other men and stop having sex with him and tell him that I...
No, 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 darling, he's your duty date boyfriend, but you're stupid if you sign a legal agreement.
No, I wasn't planning on it. But then, so then should I just stay in this relationship then and see how it works? And if it, like, should there be a timeline for this?
Let's see... I was going to say that. Let's see if he earns your respect.
Okay.
How much time do you want to give him as a boyfriend? Want to do the rest of this year?
No, I was thinking until, let's say, like end of September, so it's 2 more months.
Okay. Are you willing to do another 2-month cycle with him, knowing full well your subconscious is trying to entertain you?
Can I do month to month like I did before?
Yes, you can. You absolutely can.
Okay.
Month to month. But never call back this show about your dreaming of handsome, successful men. Will you do that?
I will, yes. Because last time you told me that I was basically seeing myself in a dream. So I thought this was again
Wait
about
a minute.
Me.
It is about you. It is about when you dream of men, you're dreaming about your feelings. If you dream of women, you're dreaming about your job.
Okay.
You're not in love with this man yet.
Okay.
And you're going to give him a month to month. Month to month.
A month to month.
Option. Right?
All right. Yes.
And you are going to enjoy your fantasy dreams, is that correct?
Yes.
They're close to being lucid. You know what lucid is? Consciously, you know you're doing it. Now you know why you're doing it.
Okay.
Don't forget the book,
Got it.
The Mystical Marvelous World of Dreams by Wilda Tanner.
I have it. Yeah, it's really
good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Hi, thanks, caller. Bye.
Bye.
That
is great.
Thank you, Kelly, for attracting her back, because do you see how the dreams kept reoccurring in order to get the message?
I love that. I love that because, you know, it's interesting. We'll have these reoccurring dreams. Sometimes they're almost off-putting, but if we really look at it in a certain way, it's a message.
It's always, wait a minute. Every dream is a spiritually good message. Every single dream. Hitler killing baby.
4, 5, 7, 8, 5, 0.
I think we had a caller, but that was strange. Okay.
Yeah
they're all messages, and we have to just,
But the pictures we use can be very nightmarish and scary. But the message of the dream is positive.
Yes. I found that when you look at them that way, it's so comforting. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I did. I'm just trying to ask, this man started dating me, that on the first date she said that he told me before the date that his wife died, but then on the first date he mentioned that she died like 2 months ago, and I lost you.
No, I'm here.
So I just wondered if that's like risky to date someone who
wife died so recently that he might.
No, what you're doing is projecting. I want you not to have have you had intercourse with him?
No, just making out.
I want you not to have intercourse with him until you're comfortable that he is exploring his reality, but you're not risking falling in love with him unless you... Do you want to get married to somebody?
Yes.
Then don't have sex intercourse with him until you're getting a ring from him. I don't want you to be the transitional woman that he has sex with while he's still grieving over his wife.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of worried about then.
No, you don't have to worry about it. Just say to yourself, I'm not having intercourse with this human being until he's ready to put an engagement ring on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
If he's still grieving, he won't be able to do that.
He won't be able to wait.
He would feel disloyal to his wife. What he's doing now may be authentic, because he may have not been in love with her when she died.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
He seems pretty happy, and like he's doing well. He said he had been grieving a long time before she died. Right. You know, as she was dying.
I understand that. I mean, my husband took him 6 years to die, and believe me, by the time he died, I was ready. I didn't go out and get another man right away, but I was really burnt out. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, Dr. Allen, when it's a long illness, often the grieving process starts when the reality that the person is going to pass away.
You're not kidding.
So,
and
yeah,
my doctor told me, eat, don't drink, and I went up to 205 again.
Wow.
But the day he died, I stopped overeating.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he seems like he wants to, he said he wants to like date a lot from people and explore, since he hasn't, you know, been able to have sex for so long.
Please support him in his dating process.
Mm-hmm.
One of his dates, as long as you don't have intercourse, oral, anal, and vaginal.
Okay. Yeah, last time he went pretty far, but I told him like beforehand that I wouldn't go that far. But
did he go down on you?
Yes.
Did you give him a hand job?
Yeah, sort of, but he wasn't very, not to be gross, but he wasn't very hard. He was sort of, you know.
I got news
sort of
for you.
Halfway.
You know what that tells me? You know what that tells me? There was another person in the bed with you. Guess who?
Yeah, the wife. And he talks about her a lot. I'm like, I feel like I'm dating
that.
A married man.
You know
my
what?
Wife is,
dating,
my wife is.
You're dating a widower. Let him talk. You're not
very nice.
I want you
very
to keep dating other men.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more dates so I don't get like too hooked on this guy.
I want you to do that. For both of your sakes, I want you to do that.
Yeah. Now, do I mention that or only if he asks or just don't mention that?
No. Does he want to have intercourse with you?
I think so. He didn't say, like, can we have intercourse right now, but he wants to.
In some way, tell him, I'm not having intercourse with you until you're ready to put an engagement ring on my finger. I'll play with you. It's fun stroking, but I'm not having intercourse unless I'm engaged, period.
And just say that anytime, or just when you're making out, or could it be like
You sense that it's moving towards intercourse. I don't want you to be a seminal receptacle for a man with a dead wife. That's not my dream for you.
Yeah, me either. And I had the script class with you, and you also said that. Because I'm one of those wounded women.
Hey,
that you said I really need a promise ring.
That tells me. That tells me that my what I teach may be accurate.
Very accurate. I can't believe it. And can I ask another question?
Yes.
And the first few times he has come out to where I live, which is like 30 minutes away, and then like I guess it's like the third or fourth date, he wanted me to come to his area because he has like a tandem bike and go for a bike ride and stuff. And I know usually, is it okay to drive to them even though normally
if don't you're do comfortable, that? It sounds like he's got some fun things at his house.
Mm-hmm. He has a fun place to live and cool area.
Why don't you go enjoy his house?
Okay, yes, I'm going to make sure that was okay. That was still feminine.
Good for you. Yeah, no. See, when a man asks you to do something, if it's moral, ethical, and legal, and you might have fun, do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Sounds good. And then, like, when we make out, I kind of lose track of time. Like, I am a recovering addict. I'm 4 years sober. And so, like, when we make out, like, last time it was, like, 5 hours, and it seemed like just 10 minutes went by, but it was, like, 5 hours long.
What's wrong with that? Yeah. All I care about is penile insertion in your mouth, anus, or vagina. Those are gifts. Do you understand that when a woman is raped, especially by a stranger, or maybe worse, by a relative, if she's not turned on, she doesn't lubricate. If she doesn't lubricate, his penis is going to hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah, it sounds awful.
So I want you to understand that sex is everything you taste, touch, smell, see, and hear. But intercourse, people have said, Pat, blowjobs are not intercourse. Oh, yes, they are. That's a penis in your mouth. That is an orifice. You have three parasympathetic nervous system orifices. You have your mouth, your anus, and your urethra. What goes in there and what comes out of there is super important, like babies, like feces, like urine, things that keep you alive or give life.
Yeah. Now, what if I'm not sure about having a committed relationship? You know, say
wait a minute. A committed relationship in your case is when you get your engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stop dating till you're engaged, my darling.
Yeah, but I just mean like, when we've had the three dates, I'm still attracted to him. I'm not sure, if I would want to be married to him.
Wait a minute. He hasn't gotten in either. It's a standoff.
Yeah.
You are simply dating. The best you are is boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, get to know each other.
Yes, make friends. Yeah. That's the purpose of courtship, to make friends.
Yeah. Well, I would like to get to know each other
better.
All right. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, very helpful. Because I think I'm one of those norepinephrine addicts who tries to make things bad that are good,
Okay.
Thanks, Colin.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Dr. Allen, we're out of time. What have you got to say tonight, everybody?
Tonight, I'm going to be not too creative like I was last week. Well, I loved what I said last week. Anyway, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Exactly. Everyone, I want to remind you, learning how to make those commitments and negotiating that contract is one of the tantamount things that Dr. Allen teaches. We've got couples classes for couples that are learning to do that and learning to stay married and love it. We have Getting to I Do, which is a wonderful course when you're negotiating and navigating the world of dating and mating. And I want to remind you about the Live Script. Dr. Allen's Live Script class is incredibly valuable. And Dr. Allen does offer private sessions in increments of 15 minutes. Live Script personal reading is, of course, an hour-long course. You can find out more information at www.oneistore.com and www.drpatallen.com. And remember, follow us on Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you. We'll be back next week. Take care.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.